Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Healthline is distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
That's Marshall Tucker bringing us back. One of the original, if not the original, Southern Boogie bands. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp, president of NTU, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Right, Pete?
Absolutely.
Tell us about it.
We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group. We were founded way back in 1969 to work for lower taxes, less wasteful federal spending, accountable government at all levels. We also participate internationally in the World Taxpayers Associations. Yeah, we have a long way to go in reforming this tax system and making it fair to small businesses and individuals.
And you guys have been working hard on this reform that we've got right now, folks, and that's the reason why I wanted. You know what a high regard I have for NTU and for Pete and for his team, and for how hard they've been working all these years for us. I wanted to get your report on. You've been on the inside of this. You've been seeing this stuff come together. You know what their motivations are. Congress's and the tax writers' motivations are. And they claim, you told me off the air, that they claim to be devoted to making sure that small businesses don't get the bad end of the stick on this thing. But frankly, I know that their intentions may be pure, Pete, but I don't trust them. I think that they're feckless enough, they're bad enough at their business that they might hurt us anyway.
Well, normally, your concerns would be entirely legitimate. I think they are still legitimate, but I would say this. In 2014, the so-called CAMP draft, the House Tax Reform Blueprint, floated by who was then the Ways and Means Chairman, Dave Camp, really sank because it essentially left small business with the short end of the deal. And that is the truth. Small businesses would have suffered under that plan. The NFIB and other organizations and my organization spoke out and said, you're making a big mistake here. I'm thinking, and I know, actually, that the current chairman of the Ways and Means Committee and the leadership learned a lesson from that, and they realize NFIB and other organizations are looking over their shoulder right now, and the minute we see a tax reform plan that's headed south, that is treating businesses unfairly, small businesses, we're going to speak up about it.
But see,
I don't think they're going to make that mistake again.
Here's the thing, Pete. If you're a small business owner, you have the ability to move income around. You can make it part of your W-2. You can make it part of rent. You can make it licensing fees. You can make it consulting fees. You can make it just plain ordinary income profits from the business. You can move that around. And I read a little note in the document that you guys have been working on that said, but we're not going to let business owners move income around and avoid this tax or something like that. See, that's what I'm worried about is if any small business owner is going to maximize their Social Security contribution if they can. The top rate's around 130. They're going to pay them, if they can afford it, they're going to pay themselves that if they can to maximize that rate for Social Security purposes. Beyond that, there's no advantage to them. So whatever money they can move over into the corporate numbers, then if it's 25% and that's lower than their personal rate, they're going to move that money over there. But like I said in the last segment, is that money then available to them? See, that's what we don't know.
Here's what the phrase is, though, in the tax reform document. As the committees are contemplating that they will adopt measures to prevent characterization of personal income into business income to prevent wealthy individuals from from avoiding.
But who's gets to define what a wealthy individual is?
Wealthy individuals.
Small business owners are not wealthy individuals because what some people call wealth is income. And when small business owners have great years, they have a lot of income. Probably three-fourths of that income is tied up in inventory, machines, and receivables.
That's right. And that's
and
why we have to
income.
Make sure. Yeah, and that's why we have to make sure that definition of what they call a wealthy individual takes account for those factors. That's what we've got to do here.
But I don't. That's what I'm saying. I don't know that they're smart enough to do that. See, this new I get really jumpy when they create a new tax code, a new tax category, like the pass-through tax. That's never. We've never had that before, right?
Well, no, not quite. We actually have. We've had certain tax circumstances for partnerships, for S corporations. Yeah, I mean those exist. Those exist.
Well, but I think. Well, I thought the pass-through tax rate was new, but anyway, it concerns me that they're going to create something new, and when they have something new on the books, Pete, they can monkey around with it later on.
Well, the tax rate may be new, but again, the circumstances by which partnerships and S-corps are treated, those are established in law, and they're way different from C-corps. What we're going to have here, again, is a system of rates where it's going to be zero for some small businesses that might use the standard deduction, and you're going to have 12, 25, and 35 small businesses will not have to pay the 35 on their income.
NTU.org, ladies and gentlemen, please check them out and support what they do. Hey, Pete. Please hold their feet to the...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.